Failure is a concept, and success is a concept. Most people want more success and less failure. They don't realize that they're intertwined, and without one, the other one, we wouldn't have a concept for the other. That's how humans understand things. And that people who have the most success usually have had the most failures. There's a relationship there. There's literally a relationship between the people that have the most success have also had the most failures, and the people that have the least success have had the least failures. But the people that have the least amount of success, they have the least failures, but they consider their failures to be monumental. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever talked to a person who, you know, just for whatever reason, they've lived their whole life, and they, like, nothing, they've never done anything. They've never gotten out and done anything. They've done the same types of work. They've been in the same types of relationships. They don't save. They don't invest. They don't do anything. And it's all because of one or two things. You know, like, oh, man, you know, when my wife left me 20 years ago, it just screwed my whole life up. And that was the big failure for me. She left and I just, you know, that was it. Destroyed my life. So let's say that, you know, conceptually, we could say this was the starting point of your life over here. And it was going this way. But let's say that this diamond represented success, reaching success. And whatever that success means to you. But let's just say that it required a certain amount of failures if you want to have that happen. And let's say there are, what is that, six, seven of them? Let's say there are going to be seven failures before you reach that level of success. Would you want to have these happen slowly or quickly? You want them to happen quickly? Slowly. A lot of people kind of like failure because it allows them to get a lot of attention. You know, they can complain about it and get people to give them approval and go, oh yeah, boy, that must be tough. I understand. Yeah, I failed like that once too. Let's drink and commiserate about it. Whereas really successful people, when a failure happens, it's like, that is so great that that happened because that means I'm on the right track. I just got to learn something from it. I'm on the road to the next level. I'm going the right way. So that word failure, you know, the more I study it, the more I kind of get into it, the more I almost use it as a word to describe a misnomer or something that, you know, it's a bad description of the thing that actually happens. I mean, I actually can't think of anything that has happened in my life that I would consider a failure at this point. Interesting, huh? Like, when I think back on them, I really can't think of anything I would consider a failure. The Innovation Paradox by Farson is the name of that book. Interesting concept, huh? Thank you. Thank you very much. One more, right here.
Hi, David from Austin. This is actually just a quick comment on what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Have you read any of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad books?
Sure.
I remember a line, I think it was in one of the Advisor Series books on that. He said, sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. And I just think that fits it perfectly.
That's fabulous. Sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. Success is a horrible teacher. Success is a horrible teacher. You'll find that a lot of people that have a lot of success quickly, what happens right after that? They have a big setback that puts them further back than they were before they started. You could argue that that's fantastic that they got those lessons because that teaches them to go on to the next level. But over time, if you have some setbacks and some failures as you're on your road, it makes you stronger. You want to have them faster. You want to have them happen more rapidly. Now, that doesn't mean that you want to risk too much. You want to be intelligent about it. But just remember, success is often a horrible teacher. Pride comes before the fall. I know a lot of people who have made a lot of money and then lost all of it, or more than all of it, because of this. Thank you. It's a great lesson.